above my bed at night. My own, a private moon. Just because the mind can make up whatever it wants, does it mean that it'll never come true? Won't ever happen.
Just
because you can. Please, could I change that?
Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, I just don't know. I just don't know.
From behind
to the back of his head,
then I lift up his hair and nip forever so lightly.
That's where her hair starts, just because she can.
Now please, can I kiss him?
Just because she can.
You can't always have left.
Can I kiss him?
Just because she can.
I just don't know. Hey.
Hello everyone, you're listening to Oral by Bjork and Rosalia. It's a new single, it's so amazing, it's a fundraiser of some sort. And this is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is The Lily Show, every Thursday at 9 PM. And after this beautiful song is over, we're going to listen to Where's My Head At by Basement Jax and 100 Gex, just to keep things consistent. Enjoy.
Incomprehensible maze.
Back your head!
Y'all not happy.
All right, Lily, what mic are you on?
Mic 3.
Can you move to mic 4? Because I don't want to put it on the board while we're on air.
Okay, I'm not here.
All right, do you want to say what we just heard?
Well, did you do your songs first?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. So if you guys were here at 9 p.m. on the dot, you heard Oral, the new Bjork Rosalía single. It's fundraising for something in Iceland.
I didn't know that.
I don't remember. I was told.
Oral hygienic.
For condoms, like, like, or something. For dental dams.
It's actually like the dentists are partnering up with like Planned Parenthood. It's kind of like a two birds one stone. Sorry.
And then for some music to go with that too, is Where's My Head At, which is like a Basement Jacks 100 Gex remix. Love it.
Two recent collabs. Lily and I recently, in the early hours of the morning, in the 30-degree weather, we like went.
We were running in Medford.
And it was pretty awful, but the song made it like a little better.
What did you put on before that? Was it a Drake song?
It was Jimmy Cooks.
Oh, okay, so that's way better. Okay,
yeah,
we were listening to Jimmy
so,
Cooks,
like,
and
was
then
hard
I requested.
To follow that, but Basement Jacks was
that your Basement comment that day to me was, I didn't know you listened to so much 100 Gex, which
yeah, I
is
didn't.
Fair. Also, though, consider the people in your life you're close to. I think they all listen to 100 Gex.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, yes.
Yeah, no, now that you say that.
Lily's picks.
I had Rocket USA by Suicide, which got cut short, sadly, by Lily.
I was scrolling my phone.
But love Suicide.
I'm sorry, I'm not a great
like,
DJ.
It's not the thing. And then
should we play the Teen Suicide song too for the 80s?
Yeah,
for Heathers.
Teen Suicide was like too like emo for me. I could never like,
do you mean the song or do you mean the movement?
The album, isn't it? Or no, it's like a band.
Oh my gosh, it's all of these things actually. Well, the phenomena.
And then Shadow People by the Limiñanas and Emmanuel Saner.
Great pick. I hadn't.
And
off shot.
Pretty awesome.
Title track. Lily, do you want to do your triplet next, or should I play some music?
You play some music because we can.
Okay, because then my next pick I thought was consistent with Shadow People. It reminded me of it. That's why I put it on. So okay, next you're gonna hear "True Love Will Find You in the End" by Sonic Boom and Spectrum. Lily said she hadn't heard this. It's really, really heavenly. And
yeah,
I'll,
I think I have a playlist of covers of the song.
Throw it on.
Add that.
All right, so let me make sure my. Oh, I'm sorry. This is such a bad day, technically.
Yeah, see, it's hard.
Oh, yeah. So I hope you all enjoy it. It's a really magical song. That's all.
Thank you. Washes out, it's hanging up, and all I have is nothing, nothing to do, nothing to say. I think I must be dreaming. The sun comes up and I'm all washed out. Is this what Dina was talking about? I don't think I will ever return again. I bust through them doors, spilled
on the floor when I saw you standing by that video game. Well, I ain't very good, but I get practice by myself. Forgot my one line, so I just said what I felt. If only you were lonely, if only you was lonely too. Only you was lonely, I'd go home with you. Twenty push-ups this morning, that was half of my goal. Tonight I'll be doing pull-ups on the toilet bowl. And somewhere there's somebody a-throwing up. Seal on my door, poured myself to bed. The whirlpool spinning around in my head. There was liquor on my breath. You were on my mind. And I'll be dreaming in of that smile without a care. And I was tired as hell. Another day's here. Oh well. Somewhere there's a smile with my name on it.
How you gonna see me?
All right, hello everyone. You just heard Mona Lisa Moan by Earth Eater. Before that, If Only You Were Lonely by The Replacements. Before that, what Diener was talking about, Ween, so sorry.
Take it back.
Before that, Juno, Life Without Buildings. And before that, How to Please Your Man by Blimp. And even before that, though, this one we announced, True Love Will Find You in the End by Sonic Boom and Spectrum cover. Lily and I were planning on ranking all of the different covers of True Love Will Find You in the End during the break, during the music. We did not do that.
Wait, let me give you what I came up with between like four of them. I realized I only need like four covers.
That feels like a lot.
Daniel Johnson's on top. I'll put the one, I hadn't heard the one that they played before, but that one gets second place. Third place goes to Wilco. I don't know how many covers are out there, but Beck gets last place because I've decided that I don't like him. That's how I decided
for,
I don't like Noah Kahan, even though I don't listen either.
I think for like artists who I take seriously covering the same song, that's like big enough to record it.
Oh yeah, it's a very covered song.
You know, what's the most like concert opener, like an opener band's cover song? Because I think that they do Heart-Shaped Box so much.
That's a classic cover song. It's 13 is a pretty classic cover song.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I don't know. There's a lot of them.
What was that? Who was the opener? What was the Liz Phair opener?
Blondshell.
Yeah, they did
a Decepticon.
They did like a very classic cover song, but I made up my joke about Heart-Shaped Box because people always think they're being a little subversive by not doing like Teen. It's not like Teen Spirit. If they're doing a Nirvana cover.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking.
Well, they weren't. They didn't even do that, so I don't think they were thinking that.
I thought you said subversive for not playing it.
No, I mean if you're going with Heart-Shaped Box, but you're, in terms of Nirvana covers, one could do. It's a
right. It's there were these three old men next to us who were like,
oh,
people still listen to Decepticon. We were like, aw.
It was, oh,
yeah,
so
it like went viral on TikTok. Also, sorry, guys.
It did?
Like a long time ago.
Wow.
You were on TikTok.
Wait.
I don't know, like
In my old age.
Yeah, back in the day.
Lily and I saw Liz Phair last Tuesday. Did we play May Queen yet?
So
no.
Awesome.
We'll play May Queen next.
It was so great.
It was so great, and I like seeing any classic act like that in a small enough venue where you still get to really see the crowd and interact with the crowd, because it's always a very inspiring cohort of people who are like 30 years my senior and still 30 times cooler than me. I realized actually I was talking to my dad about the concert experience and how since we're underage, you know, they put X's on our hand, which, you know, happens at most concerts, so still obviously most shows. But when I was in high school, I was always really cognizant that I was like the only person or something in the room with an X on my hand, and I would be like embarrassed and like I'd just be overly aware of my body because of that and not put my hands up or something. And I didn't think about it then, but the discrepancy feels less for being 19 versus being like 16, I guess, and it being a crowd of middle age.
Everything is just like more embarrassing when you're 16, maybe.
It's everything's really. Liz Phair gets that, and Liz Phair gets that.
So does Sky Ferreira.
So does Sky Ferreira. Yeah,
but wow. Liz Phair also gets it. I read an article about her interviewing her about being an it girl.
Liz Phair. Liz Phair. Yeah. Or okay.
Apparently,
good.
She was that she had that label in the 90s.
Why do you say it like that?
Is well, it? Just because, I mean, like, she's really awesome, but I feel like It Girl is just kind of a specific
true
place in
well,
the culture.
I think It Girl for a certain group of people.
It Girl's like Chloe Sevigny and Bella Hadid, I don't know.
Or, I don't know, like a supermodel, I guess. I like how Liz Phair
like Bella Hadid.
Really, like, turns this, like, certain type of, like, introspective or thoughtful, like supposedly more interesting girl archetype into like a very clear archetype. Like she makes the implicit explicit in terms of, I don't know, everything still just being lackluster. I don't know what I'm trying to say more articulately without cursing. I like how Liz Phair makes fun of it all.
She does. She's really good at
is what I'm
fun
trying to
all.
Say. And
she
how
really
it doesn't
leans
get
into like your worst assumptions about her and then like caricatures them in a very like
great thank you're ironic, doing it you're doing it thank you yeah. Ah, those are the words,
man. She's so awesome. Like her monotone like delivery, I feel like really gets it. I was like, Lily and I were talking, I can't say the word, but like there's a certain word that she says in Dance of the Seven Whales that like, oh my god, hearing it live is so crazy. And I feel like if you know the song, you know it.
Yeah, we can't play it during non-safe haven hours, but I like how she's saying, like, you can seem all sensitive. It's the same thing at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when she talks about gender dynamics. She gets it.
She gets it.
Almost horrible. It's so resonant for us if we're, like, 30 years her senior, but...
Well, and also, like, her lyrics aren't relatable to me particularly.
Really? Well, just because like, they're so specific?
Well, I mean, the more literal, like, beep and run, like... That was not my high school experience, but...
I don't think it's her high school experience. Well,
I mean, I'm sure it's, fictionalized and
what
stuff.
What was that? What was the thing she said about, like, your 20s or your college years are all about...
Oh, yeah. She was like, it's, like, crazy and messy.
And you and like, you're longing...
Back on it and, like, long for it. It was a little bit trite, but...
Well, it's so funny because she makes fun of the
joke. She also made a crazy joke at one point that I'm trying to remember. Oh, she was like...
I love Liz Phair.
Yeah. Anything that comes out of her mouth, like...
Anything about a sullen, introspective, sensitive woman who's very angry.
Yeah, but, like, she's, like, good at making art, though. So she's, like, tops the list. Except for maybe Fiona Apple.
Yeah, well, Fiona Apple is like the other main person I haven't left.
Yeah, and I group those two in a world of their own. And it comes to, like,
yeah. But I would also throw in, like...
You said Mazzy Star.
Yeah, I would
throw in Mazzy Star is doing a different thing.
Yeah, Mazzy Star is doing... Something about all these women is they have their shtick and they stick to it.
Yeah.
I'd also throw Bjork. Maybe.
I just think...
Bjork's a little too veiled and artful.
I think add nuance to the category. I think she's in a subgroup, you know?
Yeah. God,
but
I love Fiona Apple.
I think she's, like, on the level,
though. Do you think Lana Del Rey serves this function for our day?
I think Lily, when you said Mazzy Star...
Because you're much more in tap.
I...
Like, I didn't listen to the new... There's, like, three new albums I've been meaning to listen to that I've heard someone play a single off of that I liked, and I didn't listen
to
the...
Yeah, No, see, you said the thing about Mazzy Star. I actually think Mazzy Star and Lana Del Rey are doing the same thing. And Fiona Apple...
It's a little more sullen and, like, less...
It's more, like... Oh my god. I don't know if I can articulate it on air, but like expect my essay soon.
I have a really hard doing this without cursing. I really do.
Yeah, I'm going to
They're abstain. A little bit more like passive.
They're
and
passive.
And with that, but that's like a very poised passiveness.
It's a caricature in the way that it's a persona and caricature in the way that like Liz Phair does that in a like look at me, I'm such a slut
yeah,
way.
But I think Fiona Apple and Liz Phair are more distinct about what's caricature and what isn't, and they're almost critical to themselves for that. Because
wait, who is
Liz Phair and Fiona Apple grouping? They're pretty clear about making fun of all of this caricature.
Yeah,
and it's almost to the point of like self-criticism.
Lana Del Rey does some method acting for sure, but
yeah,
I kind of like that.
Say, but I think Mazzy Star and Lana Del Rey really more go for it in a way that's almost more honest. It's more deceptive and thus more honest than Liz Phair and Fiona
Apple.
There's
no notion of like, oh, this is an act that I take off.
Or exactly. Yeah. It doesn't imply that not performing is an option.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's something only a woman could do. Okay, let's hear May Queen.
Wait.
Oh, PSI.
If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st
gender dynamics.
For real. sexuality. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash, the landfill, and buy replacements. The replacements?
That's what all those anti-capitalists are saying. God.
Yeah.
Next.
But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iCanFixIt.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first, track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. That was kind of a I don't know what that was implying. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
All right.
Also, I saw Earth Eater in concert, and Earth Eater is so awesome. And I
Did
think also
Jack?
Interesting lens on femininity.
Did Jack go to that?
Palestine.
Oh, I thought
no,
Jack was...
No, Jack was not there. I talked to him about
well,
it.
Well, didn't you go last night?
Yeah.
Jack just went to a different...
Faust?
No.
Yeah, finally didn't go.
Should we be saying this on air? Enjoy Liz Fair, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. can walk.